Hello, it's 11:15 on Sunday night, and I'm back out taking a stroll with the dog. In fact, I've got Wellingtons on because I couldn't find my shoes in the house. And I was out today by the seaside in East Cork, and I took the Wellingtons for climbing over rocks because I didn't fancy salt water in my shoes. So it's quite funny. It feels very agricultural to be have a pair of Wellingtons and jeans tucked into them, and a white dog with me, as if he were a sheepdog or something. But I can tell you, the first thing when I came out the door was that I thought of snow. It isn't that cold, to be honest, but it somehow felt as if it had the right sort of amount of moisture in the air, whatever that means, for snow to be about to come. I gave him a wash today. Yes, after we came back from the deserted beach in East Cork, he'd had salt water. He'd been up to his belly, if you like, and I plunked him into the bath upstairs. Well, first of all, I turned on the warm water. So I got about 3 inches of warm water in the bath first. And then I lifted him in, and he was very relaxed. And I turned on the shower. And I didn't run the shower right down the top of his head. No, I started from the legs up. And I did all four legs, and I did underneath, and I did a little bit of the side, and I left the top dry. And I didn't go anywhere near his face. And this was all to prevent him getting matted. And I've learnt my lesson, really. I've had a couple of silly experiences caused by my own laziness, in which I didn't give him a good washing with ordinary water, and gradually the hair got matted, and anyway, one thing leads to another, and you end up with a very matted dog, and kicking yourself that you have to have him a little bit shaven by the shaver, the groomer. My goodness, I'm just standing outside one of my neighbour's houses, and they've cut their grass. Now we're in January, and they have cut their grass. They must have had the lawnmower out today. That's the first bit of grass I've seen caught this year. Actually, it follows that my first sighting today of what do you call those things? Snowdrops. Yes. I got a bunch of quite a nice big cluster of snowdrops in a wall, and I'm very I like flowers in growing in a wall. You know, when you put the two sides of the wall up and you leave a gap in the middle, and you can put all this soil down there, and flowers can grow out of it. Anyway, that's it. It was kind of reminded me, being out there in Narrow Lane by the seaside on a nice day. It's reminded me of Cornwall for some reason. I get very nostalgic for Cornwall, a lovely place. If you've never been to Cornwall in England, I would recommend it, really, but who knows, some of you might have been to Cornwall for all of your life. One of the nicest places I ever sat is in the Tate Modern in, is that what it's called? Oh dear, I hope I don't get this wrong. It's in Cornwall, it's in St. Ives. And up in this art gallery, because it is an art gallery, and it's got some very modern stuff in it. And but there's a little coffee shop up at the top, and you get this fabulous view out over the bay in St. Ives from there. Now, walking on a bit here, I see 4 bins, a company called Green Star, who are the heart of recycling, they claim to be. Anyway, there are 3, 4, 5 bins here, so they must, on this part of the estate, get a bin collection on a Monday. I wouldn't fancy that. I really wouldn't fancy getting a bin collection on a Monday for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. But it's like as if, we get our bin collection on a Thursday, and that stage it feels like you've really got into the week. I'm not sure why I wouldn't fancy getting the bins collected on Monday. Have you got any preferences about when your bins are collected? I suppose you get used to it after a while. So what else can I... Where else can I go with this? I can go nowhere. I can just walk along here. The wellies are fairly comfortable, to be honest. There's absolutely nowhere. No moisture on the ground. It's dry as anything. It isn't really dry as a bone, but it's very dry. In fact, when I said there were 5 bins out, I need to multiply that by about 2 or 3, because every house here seems to have 2 bins out. 2 cars in front of the house and 2 bins out. So it's a 2 and 2 house, really. And it's a 2-story house. Yeah, 2-story house with 2 cars and 2 bins. I was going to say 2 chimneys, but it doesn't actually have 2 chimneys. It doesn't seem to have 1 chimney. Yeah. Well, that's it. It's a small estate, actually. It has 80-something houses in all. And it's not a bad place to live, really, I have to say. Not a bad place. I've got used to it now. In fact, you'd almost say I was fond of it by now. Okay, look, I'm going to just tell you that my dog keeps yanking me backwards when I'm walking along. He's a big sniffer. He's a big sniffer. No, he's not a sniffer dog. He's a tiny little thing anyway. But he does look well, I have to say. He looks very healthy, and there's a nice... His coat is... His hair's finally got long enough to be respectable. Oh, I heard a barking. And Rocky heard a barking dog. That's the Doberman again. We better walk on, Rock. Okay, look, good evening. This is a late night walk, which is very staccato. Stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. And I think it's about time I stopped. So... have a lovely evening, and till the next time, bye.